Welcome to Hub City Vineyard. To get connected or to give online, go to connect.hcv.church or give.hcv.church. If at any point during this message you feel called to make a change in your life, text change me to 97000. Thank you and enjoy the message.
Good morning, Hub City Vineyard. It is Stephen here, and I am here with Mr. Dwayne. And this is our Build Back series where we are inviting volunteer leaders in our church so we can just ask them how and why they're serving. So, Mr. Dwayne, what are you currently doing right now serving in our church?
Currently, I'm serving on the safety team, the First Saturday Serve team, and we're trying to jumpstart a run group again here at HCV.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Best of luck to you in the running. How did you get into serving?
I got to go way back and say that I think I inherited it from my dad, and ultimately from our Father in Heaven. But really, when I started coming to HCV and I got into the Run for God group years ago, I think it was like 12 of us in there, and I was just a participant in that group. But just the experience and what that group did for me, you know, the confidence it instilled in me and stuff, just being a part of that group, you know, the camaraderie and the relationships you build, it just catapulted me to the next Run for God group that was right after that one. Then I co-led that group, and it just kept building from there.
Why do you serve? What do you think about that?
Well, on the surface, I'd probably answer like most people would and say I serve to help others and because it's God's will, which are two very good answers, right? But if I'm going to dig in deeper to it, then I really got to look in the mirror and tell you about like what it does for me personally. You know, just getting out there and serving, you know, being part of the community, doing things to help others, it does as much for me as it does for the other person. Mm-hmm. It instills a sense of pride in myself, confidence, and you know, it just gives me a feeling like I can do anything.
Anybody in our church that's kind of on edge, thinking about serving, taking the next step, thinking about going to team up, what advice would you give to them?
This one's interesting. I'm going to back up a little bit on this one because I'm going to put myself in a category first, which I think people can relate to. Mm. And like I would call myself an introvert, you know, where it's easy when life gets tough or you know, to just go home and lock yourself in your house and stay there, not come out and be seen, not be a part of the community.
Play some video games.
Not put yourself out there, yeah? Well, but the minute you allow yourself to get out there, start being part of, you know, God's team, basically is what I call it, it just gives you a sense of pride, a feeling of accomplishment. You know, everybody that's out there watching is a piece of the puzzle here at HCV. And in God's kingdom, right? We all have different God-given talents and abilities.
True.
And I think a huge part of it is just getting past the fear of stepping up and putting yourself out there.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dwayne, for sitting down with us and answering some of these questions. We pray for you to keep serving, have the energy to keep serving. And church, we challenge you to be like Mr. Dwayne and get in there and serve. So thank
Absolutely.
You, Mr. Dwayne.
Yep. And can I say one final thing?
Yes, sir.
Go God.
Go God. Yes.
Amen.
There's no impossible. I believe that you are working now.